perform muraqabah. What is muraqabah? Meditation. All of what we have done up till now, all the kalimat, the verses, the statements, the verbal adhkar, the verbal dhikr that we have done, after that, the result of that is present in this muraqabah. The reward is present in this muraqabah. Everything that is attained by the salik, the student, for which the student makes effort, then that is attained in muraqabah. The more the student, the individual in muraqabah is in a good condition, is strong, in a strong position, which way? That his focus is strong, his attention is strong, then the more he will draw near to Allah. With this, the person, the individual draws near to Allah. All of what we have done, the adhkar, the recitation we did to prepare for this moment. All that adhkar, that remembrance, the dhikr that we performed for this reason, because for the sake of that adhkar, the dhikr we've done, and for those pious predecessors who are attached and connected to that adhkar, so we said that Allah give us qurb, your nearness. So the tariqah, the method Allah has given for his qurb, for his nearness, is contained within the Naqshbandi silsila order, and is the best tariqah, the best method, which is muraqabah. The more the student is attentive, clever, and he's focused, and he sits and he remembers Allah, then at that time Allah's rahmah, mercy and qurb is attained by the student individual. In this condition, in this way, the person's batin inner state opens up, and all his lataif, they perform, they function. So the more lengthy and big the muraqabah the student performs, the more he will get the benefit. Muraqabah isn't just closing the eyes, isn't just done by closing the eyes. The student, this is what we do, practice all day long. The student, the Naqshband student, he's muraqib. He should be focused. It's not, even if his eyes are open, he's muraqib. He's in muraqabah. Muraqib means that always his focus is paid towards his heart. And this is the definition of muraqabah. So we practice this. We practice that for a few minutes, we said, just for 10 minutes. But for this, we should actually sit for hours. So whenever we get an opportunity, a chance, then practice this muraqabah. And the tasbihat we do, we use the beads, we do the tasbih dhikr. That many times over Allah Ta'ala has given the daraja, the level in this muraqabah. That just for a moment of company, sohbat with muraqabah. One moment when you're paying attention, you're focusing with your mind in this condition, this form, is great and beyond 70 years of worship. Because in this, the individual is khalis, he's pure, there's no riyah. There's no showing off. Totally sincere, eyes closed, nobody's watching him, nobody knows what he's doing. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants, that you remember me in this way. So my brothers, this is the genuine form, the way to attain Allah's nearness, that's in the condition of muraqabah, which only you can get through the Naqshbandi silsila teaching order, the Naqshbandi order. So the more the student sits in the sohbat, the company of his shaykh, and then the more progression he attains. Reason? Because when the student sits in the sohbat of a wali Allah and does muraqabah, meditation, then at that time what happens? That the tajalliyat, the magnificence, the splendor we ask from Allah, his brilliance, this is complete tajalliyat, 35 sabak lessons of tajalliyat. So all those lessons, all those anwarat, the splendor Allah Ta'ala allows to descend onto the shaykh. So whichever maqam level the shaykh has given the lesson to the sadiq, the student, then according to his maqam and level, he attains that fair's blessings. All of this happens in the condition of muraqabah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So muraqabah, meditation, take it very seriously, because we only do it for a short while. Reason being because time is short, you need to go to work, and you are busy, you're tired. But really what should happen is that this should continue for hours. When we used to sit with Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, then the muraqabah in the morning would be for at least 2 hours. Yes, Hazrat Arif Billah, at that time he was the Qutb al-Aktab, to sit with him in 2 hours, to sit in complete muraqabah, nothing else. So Hazrat Sahib used to host and do muraqabah. For this reason, people were like that there. So we should give a lot of attention to this muraqabah, and always stay in the state of muraqabah. Always stay in the state of muraqabah. What does muraqabah mean? That you, if you're alone, close your eyes, focus on your heart. And if you're somewhere else outside, then focus on your heart and consider yourself in muraqabah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to make effort for this. Now we will do muraqabah. And muraqabah is made that personal name. Because there are many forms of muraqabah. No, this is the first muraqabah of Allah's personal name, and the other sabah come, then safat come, tajaliyat come. Muraqabah increases for the student. Increases. So, in this muraqabah, the levels, the first muraqabah is the muraqabah ismi dhat of Allah's personal name. All the lataifs. So the first step, the first lesson, do this muraqabah. What I'm saying to you, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, our colleagues are very good. They translate this into English and upload this as well. Because sometimes it occurs that you don't understand what I'm saying or my message isn't delivered. So definitely listen to this afterwards, separately. Very good work our colleagues do, mashallah. So don't waste this opportunity. Immediately listen again, repeat what I've listened to, listen to what I've said again. These are very great beneficial things. You won't find these in books. And a normal sheikh won't tell you these points and these teachings. I'm saying this to you. In every sheikh, you will find different qualities, different effects, different style, manner. So it's very difficult for you to find these teachings and these words somewhere. So our colleagues record these statements. They do very good work, mashallah. And then they translate this into English. And then they upload this. And they share this. So this is not for my publicity, they're doing this, or fame, for any other reason. No, it's for just so that you colleagues get benefit and you realize and learn what this knowledge is. So go to the site separately, seek this knowledge, read it, listen to it. And lots of things are uploaded there. Alhamdulillah. And we haven't uploaded this for the I get my publicity or fame like nowadays. People use our colleagues' social media, there are pictures and images and there's publicity. And you know that this is not our manner, this is not our style for me. Whatever bayan of mine is uploaded, of the statements that are uploaded, whatever is attached there will be beneficial for you. So definitely listen to that, repeatedly listen to those things, okay? So even if I upload a naat, even in the nasheed, there's benefit for you. Those statements, the ash'ar, the verses, that's why it's translated into English. That even that is a great dhikr itself, the nasheed, the naat. The sheikh, whatever blessed words come from the statement of the sheikh, that every statement is a benefit for the salik, for the student, and they're beneficial. All those words are benefit for the student. So alhamdulillah, very great discussion we've had this morning. And I get benefit from this as well. And when I speak to you, my sabak, they're repeating. Lots of things I don't know, I realize. And due to your presence and company, I attain this. Alhamdulillah, many emotions and feelings I attain. That Allah Ta'ala gives me the tajalli, His splendor, magnificence. When I share that with you, I get benefit as well. So read this, listen to these. The translation is done. They'll upload this, inshallah. In an hour, you'll see this. Allah Ta'ala has given us an excellent, great team. So, very good team. So go to the site, very simple site to access, sufi.org.uk. Click on there and see today what advice is uploaded today. Seek it, click on it, listen to everything in detail, alhamdulillah. So the taqwiyat comes, strength comes to do amal practice. And when you listen, and then you can do amal and tawbah. So let's do muraqabah, and then muraqabah of Allah's personal name. Pay attention to your heart, that we need to strengthen. That's why we're doing this. And we have to strengthen our tawajjuh, our focus. Tawajjuh means every moment, your focus should be towards your heart, and the focus of the heart towards Allah. This is what we should be in this state always. And then after that, Allah, 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 with the tongue of your thoughts, not with the verbal tongue, physical, with the tongue of your heart. In other words, with your thought and your heart, you're saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Say this much, that it becomes naturally habit for you to say Allah. You don't even realize, and your heart is saying Allah, 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 and you're saying this Allah, Allah, you're repeating. And this equals muraqabah. This is the definition of muraqabah. So inshallah, close your eyes and perform muraqabah.